You don't make a distinction. It's leavened. A little leaven works through the whole bread. You don't have to, it's just a small part. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. It's something that Jesus taught. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. It is those scraps of doctrine that hang on to people's mind. A little Judaism there. A little legalism here. A little false doctrine there. A little false prophecy there. Makes the whole thing bad. That's what the apostles taught. There's no tolerance. In Christianity, there is zero tolerance for... I mean, we tolerate people in the sense of like we put up with them, right? We are long-suffering, patient. But what I mean is we don't accept that, though. Let's say there's a brother who's a fornicator, right? Now it says don't keep company with those people, right? So there are some things that we don't... let's say there's a brother who is kind of fearful, okay? That says the fearful and the unbelieving will not inherit the kingdom of God, right? They're not going to be... They're going to be outside the city. There's a fearful brother. Right? He's afraid. There's a lot of fear in him. All right. Now that is something we put up with. We tolerate that. Knowing that the faith of Christ is going to lead that person to repentance and take them out of that. And that's going to be, you know what I mean? There are certain sins, though, we like false teaching. We mark those people. We have nothing to do with them. Fornication. If your brother's a fornicator, guess what? You know, they need to go. Adultery, you know, certain things, you know, especially repeat. There's some things warrant separation that they would learn that because the point is otherwise because what I guess the idea is that those sins that are severe that is how God has determined it should be worked out in their life that they would be separated. We don't bring them along with the rest of the church unless they infect other people. False doctrine, fornication, certain other things. I says, oh, people who will not work, don't have company with them, don't eat with them. So, but my point about leaven, a little leaven at the whole lump means a little false doctrine corrupts the whole ministry, corrupts the whole faith of you, the whole gospel. You can't have a little legalism and a little faith, and a lot of faith. The presence of the legalism is the opposite of faith. Same thing with false doctrine. False teachers, they got it 50% right. Huh? They got 99% right. Huh? I gotta have it all right. You'd say, well, Paul, you make mistakes. Maybe I do make a mistake. Let's say I make a bad reference or something like that. Or maybe I slightly misread something, right? Maybe it wasn't quite the intent, right? But even so, the way I'm characterizing the word, everything I'm saying is true. The way I'm characterizing the overall thing, let's say even I read something and I haven't interpreted Paul exactly right, but the interpretation I am giving is not false. Because it's not just coming from that one verse, it's coming from a whole testimony of scriptures. And anyone who studies with me for a length of time will see that everything I'm saying is correct when taken in the overall context of all the scriptures. Even if there is some minor point at which, well, he didn't get that verse exactly right, or maybe that wasn't... I'm thinking back to when I was doing chapter 3, I had a second thought at one point about what I was saying. Not that I thought what I was saying wasn't right. I just questioned whether or not that was what Paul intended by what he had said. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's not leaven. You know? That's just more flour. You know? It's not leaven is actual false doctrine. You know, where I start teaching things that are not right according to the scriptures. And honestly, I teach something that's so simple, so true, It's really, there's not much room for error. I don't leave a lot of room for error. I have confidence in you and through the Lord. Oh, this is taking a long time. That you would be none otherwise minded. You know, you can always tell how much I enjoy a word by the length of time it takes me to get through it. None otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Self-explanatory. God is confident. I mean, he's confident in God through the Lord. That they will not be minded differently than he is, meaning they will understand. The little leaven leavens the whole lump. And he that is, they're going to listen to the word. He's saying, you guys are going to listen to me. I'm confident through the Lord in you. Verse 11. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. He's saying is, if I still preach the law, we wouldn't suffer persecution, and then the offense of the cross would cease. I'm curious about that. What he means by that. If I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? I guess the point would be that the scandal of the cross, if he's still preaching the law, I guess the offense of the cross ceased because the cross is what makes the law of none effect. Because if the law is still in effect and he needs to preach it, then the cross becomes of no effect and has really no purpose. Like he said in verse 4, Christ has become no effect to you if you are justified by the law. There's no point. If you've got to obey the law, then the cross is just sort of nothing except, the Messiah was crucified and raised again. You can believe in him, but you still got to obey the law. And the real scandal of the cross is no, believe on him and be saved. And it's a scandal of the Jews because they're all the things that they were trying to do on their deeds to justify themselves before God were for naught. I guess that's the way I would look at that. And he said, I would they were even cut.